We're doing Vat Chesed. We're up to page Reish Yud Chet in the standard edition, Reish Peitet in the Reish Yud Tet in the standard edition, Reish Peitet in the Zelgman edition. We're in the footnote. The Chafetz Chaim had quoted from the Talmud that the Talmud derives from the pasuk Vodata Laim Et Aderech Asher Yelchu Va. Derech teaches us doing acts of kindness, and Ba teaches us the mitzvah of burying our fellow men. So the Chafetz Chaim comments here, L'chor ein lo biur, at first glance, it doesn't seem understandable. Ech merumaz betevat Ba. How do we find from the word Ba? It says, teach them the path, they will go in it. How do you see from the word in it that we should bury the deceased? Aval kashon itbonen, but when we take a closer look, nireh kama na'im remeze bakra, we'll see how pleasant the solution is in the verse. Vehu, and it goes as follows. Tiyadu amadita b'midrash, the medrash is well known, dekodem matan Torah, tikara Hashem yitbach lemalach ha'mavet v'amar lo, that before we received the Torah, God called the angel of death and said to him, av al pi sheminiticha al kol ba'ei olam, even though I gave you responsibility over everyone who's come to the world, אבל האלומה זו לא תשלוט. But I want you to know that from now on, this nation will be beyond your control. אבל אחר כך שחטו והעגל, and then they sinned with the golden calf, אף שסלח השם יתברך על עיקר החטא, even though God was willing to forgive the essence of the sin, וכמו שכתוב, as the verse says, וינחם השם, השם was willing to forgive, מכל מקום נתבטל הטובה הזו. Nonetheless, this favor that we were supposed to receive, that we would be left out from the decree of death, that we no longer had. וכמו שכתוב, sorry. No, thank you. And as the verse says, אני אמרתי לו, קים אתם, I said you should be godlike, אכן כאדם תמותון, but now you will die like regular men. ואתה ראה איך כל זה מרומז בעמקה שלפנינו. And now you can see how all this whole medrash is alluded to in this pasuk. תהנה מתחילה כתיב, the pasuk begins by saying, והיא ממחרת וישב משה. The morning after the receipt of Torah, Moshe sat down, ואמרו חזל דו ממחרת יום הכיפורים. So our sages say it wasn't the morning after receiving the Torah, but it was the morning after Yom Kippur. והנה ידוע, דיו יום הכיפורים ירד משה רבנו עליו השלום מהר סיני. So we know that the morning after Yom Kippur, that on Yom Kippur, Moshe came down from Mount Sinai, בבשורה מאת השם יתברך שנמחה להם החטא. Moshe came down with the news that God had forgiven them. Kedita bepirkei Rabbi Eliezer. The Medrash Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says that Moshe came down with this news that God forgave them, and God said, from now on this day, you will attain atonement from me, on Yom Kippur. ואף על פי כן ראו ראינו דלא נמחה לחטא לגמרי. Nonetheless, we see that the sin is not completely forgiven. Moshe comes off the mountain, and yet the decree of death has not been annulled. שיתבטל מבני ישראל. We see that death has not been annulled from Israel. וזהו שאמר יתרו למשה רבנו עליו השלום. So Jethro comes to Moshe and says to him, ועודתה להם את הדרך. Come, you have to teach them the path to go on. היינו אף שבית שקיבלו התורה לא היו צריכים למול להם מצוות קבורה וביקור חולים. וגם גמילות חסדים לא היו צריכים, even though initially when they received the Torah, they didn't need this mitzvah of visiting the sick, because no one was supposed to get sick. They didn't need the mitzvah of burying the dead, because no one was supposed to get dead. They didn't need the mitzvah of doing charity, כי לא היו בהם אביונים, because no one was supposed to be poor. כי נעשו חירות מכל. They were freed of all these decrees. כמו שאמרו חז"ל, ואתה שנמחה להם חטא העגל, לא יחשבו כי נמחה לגמרי, אלא תודיע להם את הדרך ילכו בה. So Jethro comes and says, but now that you've come down from Sinai, and people might think that they're back where they were. No, you have to teach them the new path, because even though technically They've been forgiven. Nonetheless, now they still have to help one another. They have to bury the dead. They have to visit the sick. When Jethro uses the words haderech, the word derech, path, throughout Tanakh is an allusion to the path to burial. When King David is on his deathbed, he says to his son Solomon, he says, I am going bederech kol haaretz, in the path of all the land. Vita bavot, histakel b'shlosha dvarim, and the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, take note of three things. One of them is, ulan ata olech, where are you going? Ultimately, we're all going nimkom afar, we're going down to the dust. Vakavana, so he's saying, if that's where we're all going, then all of life is a path, is a journey to where? To the grave. So he says, that's why the word derech throughout Tanakh alludes to burial, to passing away, because we're all on this journey of life, which ends, the final destination, at least for the body, is in the grave. Huh? No, often. Often the word derech alludes to burial. And that's why Jethro comes and tells him, I want you to teach them this important mitzvah of burial, because this is the derech, that's the path people are going on. So that's why Jethro's telling him this now. What's it relevant now? Because now they got news that even though they're going to be forgiven, but nonetheless, there's still going to be people passing from the world. And we haven't yet figured out the word ba. That's where we'll pick up Bezachem next time.